How are you, Jerry?
Hmm?
How are you?
I'm swell.
Okay. So, where were you born? Like the state?
Pennsylvania.
In
Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Very famous for its floods.
Have you ever experienced discrimination towards another race?
Have I experienced discrimination? Well, I've certainly seen it, heard it.
Do you
sure.
want to tell me about that?
I grew up in Montana, and in Montana there was that I knew of, there was like one black guy, and he was the shoeshine guy where I went and got my hair cut. So I thought he was a regular guy, and the kinds of discrimination that we had in Montana was against the Indians. Indians lived on a reservation outside of town, and some of them would come into town and they would get drunk, and then they'd get picked up and thrown in jail overnight until they sobered up, and then they'd be let out in the morning. And what I was told was that when they were let out in the morning, the rule was that the government had to give them another $20, which of course they would use to just drink more. So that when I was growing up, the Indians were clearly discriminated against. They all were, you know, living on a reservation in buildings that had been built, I guess, by the government, that looked more like shacks than like houses. And the perception of Indians was that they were useless. And that the government was set up in a way that was encouraging that kind of behavior to continue. So that was probably my first exposure to discrimination. And I, just listening to my parents talking, you could the other group that was disliked just because of who they were, rather than, you know, thinking of people as people. Were Jews. Jews were somehow evil. I didn't know really much of that. I don't even know if there was a Jewish community, and I was in a town of 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I moved east when I was in high school, and there was, you know, certainly discrimination against blacks,
mm-hmm.
African Americans, in first in Baltimore and certainly here in Philadelphia.
So in your high school, was there like a fair amount of each race, or was it just?
I went to high school in suburban Baltimore, and the school had like, it was a big school, like 2,000 people in it, and we had very, very few non-Caucasians. Yeah, almost everybody was Caucasian. No, so there wasn't, I didn't have any real sense of racial discrimination as opposed to ethnic discrimination, which obviously also exists,
mm-hmm.
all over the place, but no, not in high school.
So if you were a different race, like you said Indians were being discriminated where you grew up, or a colored person,
yeah.
What would you have done if you were being discriminated? Like, how would you feel? Or
I don't know. I used to live in a different section of Philadelphia that's fairly well integrated, and one of the I don't know all of this story. One of the people who live not too far away. Is a judge, happened to be a black judge, and he had been out, it was on a weekend, he had been out driving, and he had some, actually a pretty flashy dresser, but and when he came home, for some reason the police were coming over, and he immediately took off his flashy clothes and put on a suit jacket, because he knew he would be received differently if he dressed like more like the white guys than like the black guys. But I think, you know, some people, as the recipients of racism, some people adjust and some people don't.
So how do you feel about, like, what's your opinion on discrimination in the civil rights movement?
Well, I was a young person when the civil rights movement in the 60s, you know, actually worked and accomplished a great deal with a bunch of people getting killed in the process. And you had, you know, government officials, you know, like the governor of Arkansas, you know, saying, "I'm never going to let a black person into my state college."
Mm-hmm.
And all of those barriers broke down. But until the 60s, I mean, there were all kinds of discriminatory barriers. We have, you know, friends who live in Virginia, and growing up, when they went to the movies, they had to go in a side door and go up into the balcony, because blacks weren't allowed in the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that even in my generation, a lot of people grew up with overt discrimination. But I clearly didn't grow up thinking that I should discriminate or actively wanting to discriminate against either a race or an ethnic group. So I was certainly enthusiastically in favor of all that was happening in the 60s in order to change the system.
Good.
So, but